Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Welcome everyone to another episode to the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. If you are watching this now, I would love for you to say hi because it makes me so happy to connect with my community. If you are catching this on the replay, make sure to say hi in the comments. Follow me and rate if you are listening to on podcast, rate this podcast because it helps me and the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry share our message across many more platforms and to reach the heart of humanity on a much larger scale. So thank you very much in advance for your support. And today I will answer a question that I received from Anna. And I love this question because it is very timely and I will let you know why. So here's the question. Let me read it to you. Anna says, I have done so much inner work around money and manifestation, yet my situation hasn't changed at all. I feel that I'm missing something. Could you help me, please? Yes, I can help. I absolutely love this subject. And I love that this question is coming through at the moment because I am sharing on this very, very specific subject of abundance inside my portal program. So remember, the portal is my 12-month program to amplify your channeling abilities, to help you elevate all aspects of your life. So your personal life, your health, your relationship with your beloved, your relationship with your family, and as well as, of course, your soul mission, your soul business. So today's question is literally going to be channeled from the temple of the portal program. So I will just connect more deeply now. And I will actually share from the last transmission that I shared live inside the portal, which happened last week. So we have 3 live sessions a month. And from the month of October, we are adding live events, like day live events, as well as trend sharing session and guest speaker. So this is absolutely an extraordinary program. And during the last session, we actually channeled around the theme of abundance, how to elevate abundance in all areas of our lives. And this week, transmission inside the portal will be more specifically devoted about money, to money. So I'm gonna teach people basically how to channel their own connection with the frequency of money. So each and every one of us, we have a very unique way to channel money. We have a very unique way to co-create with that high frequency. And it is important to recalibrate our consciousness, recalibrate our mind as well as our energy, to be able to access the highest level of consciousness of money. And so today's transmission, I will share some of the codes from last week's transmission, knowing that next week inside the portal, we're going to go deep on learning more how to channel specifically the frequency of money to amplify our soul mission, our soul business, and therefore creating a beautiful ripple effect to help humanity and to bring more money frequency into our field. So abundance is one of the 4 primal codes. We share a lot about the 4 primal codes in our channel teachings. So love and abundance, freedom and connection are the 4 primal codes. So I want you to realize that love and abundance are twin frequencies. Like they love co-creating together and very much like identical twins. If one is unhappy, then the other one is going to feel it and it's also going to be unhappy. If we have an unhealthy relationship with love or abundance, the other one is also going to be impacted. So as I share this with you, I would love for you to, as you receive this transmission, to take notes, because remember that each transmission that we share is like a mini masterclass, if you want. So the first thing I want you to know is that because they are twin frequencies, it is important for you to evaluate your life and bring highest level of discernment around the way that you love yourself, how you allow yourself to love other people, how do you feel loved by other people. Because if you have many walls up, if you have been heartbroken a lot, and if you haven't done the inner work necessary to feel whole and complete, to feel anchored in the fifth dimensional heart as the angel of your human, therefore the amount of love that you can feel, that you can receive, and that you can give is not going to be very high, right? Remember, there is no limitation to the amount of love that we can feel, that we can give, that we can receive, because love is everything. Love is the highest frequency of all. And so therefore is abundance. There is no limitation to the amount of abundance that we can feel in our field. And so therefore, if you have issues with love, loving yourself, loving other people, loving your life, loving life on planet Earth, that is going to impact your abundance. So I'm sharing to Anna, who asked this question, as everyone receiving this transmission, really be mindful of the way that you co-create with the frequency of love. So therefore, you can experience more love, you can give more love, but you can also experience more abundance in your field. That is the first thing. The second thing that I want to share with you comes from understanding the greater architecture of abundance in itself. So abundance is an overarching frequency. So I share this in a way that abundance has many different pillars that anchor in humanity, in the dimensions that we co-create with at the moment. And so, for example, a pillar of abundance, which means the way abundance anchor in the grid of humanity, is abundance of time. Abundance of connection with other people, like really high frequency, delicious, nourishing connection with other human beings. Abundance of vibrancy, of health, abundance of vitality. And of course, abundance of money. Also, we can have an abundance of creative ideas, abundance of travel. So you see, abundance has many different ways to anchor in our field. For me, abundance is really important in the way it manifests around receiving help. So here is something that you probably haven't heard before, and this is something that we downloaded especially for the last session, or during the last session of the portal live session that happened last week. By the way, if you were to register and sign up to the portal now, you would receive the recording of last week's transmission, and you would be able to join live and to receive the next transmission on the frequency of abundance, more specifically money, and how to channel it for yourself, so you can have an awesome, clear, precise relationship with money and elevate it into much higher level of frequencies. So what we downloaded last week was that because love and abundance are twin frequencies, it's very interesting to realize that our love languages are very important in the way that we are going to feel abundant or not. So, for example, for me, my top love language is acts of service. And the following one is quality time. So as I was doing more and more, you know, channeling for myself around this notion, around these downloads, as well as for my students inside the portal, I came to realize that for me, being really abundant does not necessarily equal having like a fancy car, a very flash house, and like all like designer clothes. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I have nothing against that, but I never really felt that turned on or excited by that, right? On the other hand, when I tune into the field of having someone come to my house every morning to do all the cleaning, to wash the dishes, to prepare a meal for me later, to walk my dog, basically to provide acts of services in my everyday life, as well as in my business. So in my business, no, I'm activating a timeline where I receive a lot more help. I already have two assistants, but now I want to have a whole team. So basically I don't need to do any admin work at all, I can focus on my art, which is channeling and serving my community, right? So I want you to really put your love languages in parallel with abundance. If it is acts of service, how can you feel more abundant in that? How can you ask for more help? How can you activate receiving more help? It might not be hiring someone. It might need, you know, you might need to have a serious conversation with your partner, your kids, the people you live with. So they need to do a lot more in the house. So for me, also abundance of quality time. So it means that I do need to spend time with myself, dating myself, taking me out on beautiful dinners, taking these humans on like a quality walk with my dog, like in the forest, in nature, or in the city center, you know, taking my human for a massage, to see a movie. So basically creating quality time. So when I eat, for example, and I'm on my own, I just don't eat in front of the TV. No, I'm actually closing my computer most of the time. I light up a candle. I sit at a table. I set the table really in a cute way, you know, with a placemat and all my cutlery. And I make it as if I was dating myself, as if I had like a, you know, a date here, and I do it for myself, because just that, I look around and I'm like, oh, and I feel so abundant. And it is very simple. It doesn't require spending a lot of money. So I want you to really tune in. What is your love language? Like the two main ones. And how can you bring that more into your field and consciously wire your brain into putting these things together? Okay? So you can already feel higher level of abundance in your everyday life, just through refinement of what it is that you do, where you place your resources. So remember that what I'm sharing here is very short, because we're on YouTube. I cannot go deeper than this. But if you want to go deeper, you can do so inside the portal. The portal is opened, and at the moment, you can sign up for an entire year, guys, of mentoring with me and my High Council of Light. Joining an awesome community of great, like the extraordinary light workers, Mission Soul, here to elevate their consciousness through the art of channeling. So I teach people how to channel, but it's not just to channel all over the place. We channel with precision. So this month, it's all around channeling to elevate our abundance. So I facilitated this awesome quantum journey during the live session last week, and people were able to go in the field and recalibrate and download very important codes for themselves that they can therefore apply in their everyday lives. Also, inside the portal, we give a lot of practical exercises. So it's not just like, you know, quantum downloads that stay out there. We help people to embody these codes on an everyday basis. We are, like me and my High Council, are excellent at training people at a high level, because the portal is a mystery school. Okay, so in a mystery school, we mirror your light. We elevate your consciousness by reminding you that you are powerful beyond measure, that you're an angel, that you came here to live an extraordinary life, that you were never born average, small, insignificant, or an imposter, that all of that are illusions and projections created from an outdated reality that you are ready to transcend. Because now the time has come for you, my friend, as well as all light workers, to activate much higher timelines on planet Earth. Because now is not the time to ponder about, oh, am I ready? Am I good enough? You know, what am I here to be doing? Now is the time to take aligned actions. Because I don't know if you've realized this, but it's going crazy out there, and we need to become the unshakable force of nature that we came here to be. We need to be trained. We need to train at a very high level of frequency, not only in modern mystery school, but also with our High Council of Light, with advanced version of ourselves. And I teach you how to do that inside the portal. So if you feel called to join, join now. Because when you join now, before the 21st of September, then you can sign up for an entire year for only $5,000. It's a no-brainer. I can tell you this. With the value that you get, it's like, extraordinary, because on top of all the live sessions and the mentoring that you receive, you also receive access to my entire digital library, all freaking transcending session, quantum journeys with star races, ancient civilizations, 5 online courses all about intuition, psychic advancement, channeling abilities, co-creation with star races, soul alignments, and all the things. So I want you to join. I also offer incredible payment plans, so it's really affordable. And you can simply go on my website, goldenagespiritualministry.org, and sign up there. And if you want to have a chat, it is possible, because I offer alignment calls, and it's a beautiful session, a free alignment call where you hop online, you let me know who you are, what it is that you're here to be doing, and I can tune into the field and find the most aligned program for you, because I have many other programs on channeling. So this abundance month inside the portal is recalibrating the field to help people realize that abundance is always there. It is a primal code. If you are dancing in the flow with it or not, that is another problem. That is another question. That is literally that, because we are advanced masters. We are angels, okay? But the game is to be that in physicality. This is why we came here. And it's like, we need to keep it playful. We need to keep it also consistent. So I always say to my students, 3 codes that we work with in our Ancient Mystery School inside the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. And I continuously drill people on this: courage, devotion, and consistency. This is the trinity that you need to embody to change your reality. Ultimate devotion to yourself and to your purpose. Ultimate devotion to God. God being you, or the universe, whatever we want to call it. Ultimate devotion. Courage. You need courage. And you need to show up more courageously than ever before. You have already been courageous a lot in your life, because you would not be on planet Earth if you were not courageous. You would not have come in physicality, right? And then consistency. Discipline. This is something that is often forgotten in nowadays. So consistency into doing the rewiring mindset, you know, changing neural pathways. Consistency in, you know, praying, in doing quantum journeys, in channeling your soul, channeling your high council of light. Yes, because you might have good intuition, but it's very different from being very consistent and precise in channeling your high council, channeling advanced version of yourself, channeling the soul of your mission, channeling money frequency. It is radically different. Everybody nowadays is like, oh, I tune into my intuition. My intuition says this. I said, like, that's great. That's awesome. And that's the first baby step. It's actually like literally a baby who learns to stand up, pull herself up on the table, and then she needs to start walking. That's the intuition. Intuition is saying you can start walking. But then what? Where does it take you? For the baby to actually walk, you know, a few meters and then run and then do a marathon, like, the baby needs time and needs training, okay? So this is the same with moving from simply having like a lovely intuition and intuitive messages to become a freaking master at channeling and conscious co-creation with other realities. So coming back to abundance and how we can channel higher guidance for ourselves. Channel higher guidance by feeling and by knowing your love languages, as I have shared. First step, bring more abundance into that consistently. Okay, devote your time, your energy, and your money to activate higher level of abundance, activate higher level of love, activate higher level of connection with your soul and your soul mission. So the other thing that I want you to remember is that love and abundance are twin frequencies. So always work on elevating them together, because if one is sick, one is problematic, the other one will also be. The other thing that we want you to also tune into is that if you're gonna have a lot of scarcity in your grid of time, a lot of scarcity in your grid of vibrancy and health, meaning that you often feel depleted of energy, you are at war with your body, it's going to be challenging to get more money abundance, because it's like the frequency of abundance is a fractal in itself, and a fractal has a certain degree of variability. So if you want to scale up your business, if you want to scale up your life to receive a lot more money in your field, you need to have a elevated similar frequencies in your grid of time, in your grid of energy, in your grid of connection, in grid of pleasures, basically. Abundance of life, abundance of pleasure, abundance of health, abundance of time. So really be mindful of the way you clutter your field with all sorts of things that are unnecessary. I asked my student to go very deep in that exercise. And like, I'm not going to go too much into details because there is mentoring that's needed around that, because a lot can be brought up to the surface when we start digging deep onto subjects. Because as you listen to this, you're going to have all your reactions. You're going to say, yes, but Sandrine, you don't understand my life. I'm literally working like my ass off and I cannot possibly earn more. And, you know, I'm a single mom, or like all of the things. Like, it's like, okay, I get it. I get it. Same for me. Like, same for this girl. Like, there's nothing that you can say that I haven't experienced myself. You know, single mom, living far away from home, no, pretty much like zero support network for a long time. You know, decided to go fully on mission, to be fully self-employed, experienced so many health challenges. You know, I don't often speak about it, but I have had a lot of challenges with my body for years of suffering with intense chronic pain. Of I think that my internet is a little bit, let me change. Sorry, internet is a little bit playing a little bit. So I had to really sober up to my addiction to suffering, my addiction to being overly busy, high achiever, always cluttering the grid with a ton of things. So I want you to be sobering up to that as well. So I want you to really have a look at your grid of time. I want to like remove everything that's not necessary and everything that depletes you of energy. Why do you go on, you know, dinner dates or lunch dates with these people if they don't elevate your life? Why do you, you know, spend energy doing something that you don't enjoy? Really be, bring a lot of discernment and be very clear and very mindful about, you know, your placement of your time or your energy and your money, because these three resources are the machinery of abundance. If you are depleted of time, if you are depleted of energy, of vitality, you're going to be depleted of money, okay? And if you're depleted of money, you're going to be depleted of time and depleted of energy. So they always go hand in hand. So for me, the first step is always control your grid of time. Be very mindful. I literally spent years restructuring my grid of time. Inside the portal, I taught my students this fucking awesome quantum tip that I have been using for a very long time, which is like stretching time and really stretching on such a vast level that we can feel it in our body. They just couldn't believe it. And I've been using that so much that, you know, when I feel that my time is restricted, like I only have 10 minutes and I need to do all of the things, I told them what it is that I do and how much it changes my reality. I swear it works like a charm, is revolutionary. So if you want to receive this, join the portal. You will receive this technique. It needs more mentoring. It's a quantum journey. So you need to learn it inside that program. I cannot just share it here. Okay. So be very mindful with your grid of time and be very mindful with your energy. So work on your body. You know, like your body is your vehicle. Your body is the vehicle of your soul. Your body is the most important tool. It is the most powerful quantum technology of this reality. So if you don't nurture your body, if you don't detox, if you don't eat super healthy, if you don't exercise daily, if you don't go take some fresh air, do it. Stop wasting time not doing it. Because the more you bring vitality in your body, the more you are going to increase your abundance. Because that's a resource. That's one of the the machinery, like it's a piece of the engineering of the abundance frequency, right? So if you have a lot of energy, if you're really connected, and having a lot of energy is not necessarily doing and be hyper. No, it's presence. It's like when you are in stillness, you can just feel your electromagnetic field inside of you. Like when I sit at my altar in quantum meditation, now I can just perceive the amount of energy that I channel and that I radiate, and is freaking next level. Okay. So it allows me to also, you know, show up this way, you know, and continue producing content, continue radiating my light, continue serving my community. So all of these are refinements that are going to help you tremendously recalibrate your grid of abundance. And as you recalibrate your grid of abundance, your connection with money frequency is going to be tremendously elevated. Because, you know, it's wonderful to do all sorts of like money mindset and manifestation technique, but if you don't know about the quantum work and if you don't know how to embody that and really the higher architecture, it's not going to change to a much larger scale, because we are here again to really reclaim the truth of our divinity, to be sovereign divine beings of the light who are free to co-create with advanced consciousness or advanced consciousness, the advanced consciousness of abundance frequency, advanced consciousness of love, advanced consciousness of freedom and connection, to experience all the things we came here to experience, yes, but also to be able to serve humanity at a higher level. So the last thing we would like to share around the recalibration of the field of abundance is that it is important to feel into playfulness and in the fact that when we are way too serious and when we zoom in into something that we think is a problem, so we create a story around it, then it's like our vast consciousness is reduced into a tiny, like, pricky point. That is not the truth of our divinity, but we want to squeeze into that identity. We want it to believe that that is the truth, that is our reality, but actually it is not. So shift your consciousness. Look with eagle eyes. Look at the bigger picture. Because what is the bigger picture, my love? The bigger picture is that you are a multidimensional soul who lives in a multitude of realities at once. That through your consciousness, you can access 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th placement of consciousness within you. You can access other realities where you currently exist in other lifetime, in civilizations such as Lemuria, Atlantis, Avalon, you know, indigenous tribes or other star systems like Arcturus, Palladian, Andromeda, and so on. So you are a multidimensional being that is powerful beyond measure. You are an angel. You are an advanced master. You are a sovereign being of the light. You are the unique fractal of God. There is no one else like you who's got your name, the clothes you're wearing, you listening to me right now. There is no one else. You are the only one. Yet your consciousness is so advanced that it can co-create in a multitude of realities at once. So for you to continuously zoom in to a painful experience and a painful narrative of like, I have no time, I have no money, I have no energy, Sandrine, you don't understand, my reality is so dense, it's so heavy, I've got so many traumas and so on. Stop that. Stop those stories at once. They are not serving you. Yes, 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 I understand. We are all traumatized and your world is fucked up. But no, no, none of us is a weakling who came here to be devastated by a reality they did not desire. All of us came here a freaking wire of light saying, you know what? Bring it on, planet Earth. Bring on that timeline, because I'm so freaking powerful. I'm going to rise above no matter what. I'm going to continue looking for tools, for programs, for advancement of my consciousness that are going to help me to remember the truth of my divinity and to activate my mission. The mission I have trained for, not only in this lifetime, but in all the lifetimes before on planet Earth and all the other lifetimes in other civilizations out there. This is who you are. So if you struggle to recalibrate around the field of abundance, stop at once, plugging into outdated narrative that belongs to the past. When is the past? It is from this point on. From this point now, everything before, like 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, that is the past. This is not you. We can dissolve, dismantle, and alchemize outdated realities just like that. So stop it. Stop repeating the same stories because you make them a reality. You make them real. And you continuously try to reduce your multidimensional divine consciousness to this tiny, tiny prickle. Yes, this tiny prickle can be annoying. Again, metaphor with the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are tiny, but try to sleep with the mosquitoes. Very annoying. Same with a grain of sand. If you have sand on your shoulder, you barely notice it, but put a grain of sand in your eye. I know it is very painful. So I know I am certainly not dismissing the fact that we have a lot of challenges and traumas happening in our lives and in humanity. Of course, that happens. But we cannot stay stuck into that because that perpetuates everything. Okay? And we have had enough of this. So I want you to affirm now, as you're listening to this, if you're watching live now, if you're watching on the replay, type below, yes, 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 yes. Yes means I accept that I'm a sovereign multidimensional being of the light. I accept that I am here to remember the truth of my divinity. I accept that I came here to become a force of change in humanity, that I'm just walking on my path to remembering how to embody that. I'm just learning. So this is a game. This is the downloads that are coming now as we're getting so excited. This is a download. Humans, as the Arcturians say, keep it playful. Keep it playful. As you look at the bigger picture from your angelic eyes, you have so much love. You have so much grace present within you. You can look at your human and wrap your angelic wings around your human. You say, like, I've got you. It's okay. This tiny prickle is painful. It's like a grain of sand in your eye, but I'm going to help you wash it off so you can see bigger realities. You can see like the bigger picture and you can elevate your consciousness. Okay, so yes, thank you so much, Dana and C, for affirming. Yes, 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 I accept that I came here to be a force of change to humanity. Bam, this is how we do it. So the last thing we want to share for today's transmission, which got us so excited, is for you to affirm daily who you are and who you came here to be. And if you want some support, please join the portal, my program. For 12 months, we'll be co-creating together. It's going to be extraordinary. And, you know, there is this amazing payment plan. So if you sign up before the 21st of September, it's only $5,000 USD for an entire year of 3 monthly sessions with me and my High Council of Light, as well as live. We have 4-day events. And 4 transferring sessions during the year, and my entire digital library is the most revolutionary thing you can do for yourself. It's going to elevate your reality on all levels. You won't even believe it. So once you join, straight away you start. And next week, again, I'm going to teach you how to channel the unique frequency of money, this divine frequency that you are here to channel in your own unique way, to, you know, co-create with in your own unique way. That happens inside the portal. I offer amazing payment plan. I have just opened a 2-year payment plan because some people were saying this to me. Can you make a payment plan a little bit longer? So you sign up for a year, but you pay during 2 years. And the lowest payment plan for 2 years is only $240 USD a month at this stage before the 21st of September. So it's as affordable, a no-brainer as it can be. Okay, so just get in touch with me. You know where to find me. And in the meantime, listen to this activation quite often. And I have a very special gift for you. If you listened to all the way to this point, I will share with you the transmission that I facilitated in the portal last week because I want you to have it. So simply get in touch. Send me an email at info@thegoldenagespiritualministry.org, or you can also send at info@sandrines.com, which is my old email, which works really well. It's easier to remember, info@sandrines.com. Send me an email and I will send you directly this transmission that I facilitated inside the portal for my students, because we went a lot deeper on this that we have just shared. And there's also an activation inside of it. Okay, so I want you to receive it so you can elevate more abundance, and so you can also have a taste of what happens inside the portal, because I know that many of you are interested to join, you're not quite sure. And sometimes just being able to feel the frequency of the powerful channeled messages that we share, the quantum journeys, the activation, and also feeling the vibe of our community is going to give you more indication to know if the portal is aligned for you. So I'm so excited to share this free gift for you. If you have watched this until this point, send me an email. Get in touch on social media. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, you can also message me there. Say, Sandrine, I've listened to the transmission on YouTube or on Spotify, you know, Apple Podcast, and I would love to receive the free transmission that you have mentioned. Yes, please. It's going to be epic. And I will send it to you just like that as my gift to you. Okay. And remember that if you're not quite sure about which program to sign up for, the portal or the one that includes the retreat in Bali, or also IREA, my Ascension School of Channeling, which is the most advanced program, don't hesitate, book an alignment call, okay? I have time and I absolutely love, love, love chatting with you, okay? Take care and see you next time. Remember to send me your question. Thank you for being here. Lots of love.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.